Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tonight marks the first debate between the Democratic candidates for mayor of New York City, and with the primary just over a month away. WCBS's Steve Burns will be following along for us tonight. So, Steve, a lot of storylines are converging tonight. To start, what's the overall makeup of the race at this point?
Well, Linda, the limited polling we've had on this race has been pretty consistent on two points, I'd say. One is that a lot of people are undecided, still a lot of votes up for grabs. But two, among folks who do have a preference, there are two main front runners at this point: Andrew Yang, the entrepreneur, former presidential candidate, and Eric Adams, the Brooklyn borough president. But as you said, there is a lot more happening beyond that. A couple weeks ago, Scott Stringer, the city comptroller, was accused of sexual assault. He lost most of his endorsements. His poll numbers have taken a slight hit. The other big event this past week was the New York Times coming out with something of a surprise endorsement for the former sanitation commissioner, Catherine Garcia. There is a case to be made that newspaper endorsements may not matter as much as they used to, but in this kind of crowded, chaotic race, it might be helpful as people try to start sorting things out.
And what are going to be some of the top issues these candidates will be covering?
Well, I think the first obvious answer is crime and public safety. It was already a top issue. And then we had the shooting in Times Square over the weekend. We continue seeing a big jump in shootings overall. There's a pretty big diversity of thought, even among just these Democratic candidates. Some want more police officers. Some want to reduce the police budget, use that money for other initiatives. And then we have the city's, you know, general economic recovery. This mayor's going to inherit a city that's still going to be trying to rebound from the pandemic, a loss of jobs, a loss of tourism, and all the ripple effects from that. Then we have affordable housing, transportation, education. So, you know, there's no doubt this is going to be a consequential election for a city that's at something of a crossroads.
Yeah, there will be no doubt. Well, the candidates will be appearing virtually, but what kind of interactions do you think we might see?
Given the pandemic, it is interesting. The chances for these candidates to actually interact with each other have been few and far between. The one thing you can probably expect is for some of the lower tier candidates to go after Andrew Yang and Eric Adams. For Yang especially, it'll be interesting to see how he responds, because he's kind of presented himself as this very, you know, upbeat, positive guy so far. But always keep in mind, we have ranked choice voting this election. Voters can choose their top five candidates. So you may see alliances start to show themselves, maybe candidates trying to link their policies with one another and trying to win those second or third place votes.
And Steve will be watching this for us this evening. That's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.